Hello, and welcome to the Black Women and Infertility podcast. My name is Siobhan Coney, and I am the CEO and founder of Black Women and Infertility. Today, I want to bring to you a podcast and just a word of instruction. If you don't already know my story, I am now, as I'm recording this podcast, a 40-year-old woman. Well, I'll be 40 in June. But I'm a 40-year-old woman who has been trying to conceive for over 20 years now. I've been married for 16 years, and my husband and I had two failed IUIs. And we took some time off, and it wasn't until, you know, a few years later, actually I'd say like 5 years later, that my husband and I thought that it was time to, it wasn't until then that my husband and I decided that it was time to, you know, take our conception, if you will, to the next level. And I went to go see my doctor, and my doctor, because of my age at that point, suggested that I try IVF right away. And I remember being in his office. I remember the meeting being very general, like, okay, oh, I see you have some facial hair. I see, you know, I see that your blood sugar was like 0.1/6. And he's like, okay, so, you know, based on a few things, I'm gonna diagnose you as unexplained infertility, meaning that there is no medical reason why I'm infertile after saying all those things. But, you know, he's like, okay, but I think because of your age, we should certainly try IVF right away. And I was like, okay, you know, I kind of knew that. I thought I was prepared to start IVF right away. And then he was like, well, I'm gonna have you see my nurse and I'll see you next time. And I was like, okay. And so I saw the nurse, who gave me like a printed out packet of paper about, you know, what was next. And it didn't even seem like it was like, you know, and it's funny, I run into my doctor a lot now that I do more and more work as it relates to infertility and just, you know, educating women and things of that nature. But it was just really like general and really like, you know, as a matter of fact. And, you know, so I left his office with this like packet of paper and here, call this number and set up for the medication to come to your home and we'll see you next time. And so I did that. Well, let me backtrack. It really hit me when I left his office. And all I knew is that, okay, my next step was IVF. But it wasn't like, okay, this is what to expect. It wasn't like, okay, this is what it looks like, you know. And I knew from like just hearing in passing that I was going to have to give myself shots. You know, there was no like, okay, you know, when this is how you give yourself shots, like this is the successful way, this is the not so successful way, this is what you want to do, take, and you know what, maybe when I received the medicine in the mail, like maybe it was up to the medication provider to send me instructions on how to administer this medication that I was supposed to take. And I just felt so unprepared. I felt like, you know, after hearing the diagnosis and the next steps, like no one said, okay, Now, how do you feel? Like, what's going through your mind? What are your questions? You know, it was just very like glazed over, like, this is another day in the office. And, you know, so I cried myself all the way home. I just cried the whole way home. And it wasn't until I got home. And I didn't even run to my husband right away. You know, my husband's very loving and supportive, but I didn't run to him right away. I just sat in the living room, just kind of like in a daze, really. Like, okay, like, this is my life. And I was like, you know what? I've got to reach out to someone. I've got to see if someone has some information. I've got to see if someone, you know, can relate to what I'm feeling right now. And so I turned to Facebook, weirdly enough. I turned to Facebook and I was on Facebook and I was doing a search for like groups. You know, at this point, I was aware that there was like groups for everything on Facebook. So I was trying to find a group that I could like, you know, chime in or at least be like creepy and just hang out in and read everybody else's posts, because I didn't feel brave enough to post, you know, my own stuff at that point. But I couldn't find one. You know, there were like a few, and it's so odd because, you know, right after I created this Facebook group, Black Women in Infertility, I saw like so many groups, and some similar to mine, but not quite like mine. But the ones that I ran into that day, you know, on March 12th, 2015, I was searching for groups and I just could not find them. And then the ones that I found, I was just like, this group is not for me. Like, this is for another woman, you know? And so I started to feel really frustrated and even more alone. And it's like I could hear a voice in my head, you know, I believe I heard God, and the voice said, create a group where someone like you, someone that looks like you, would feel comfortable sharing how they're feeling, their experience, you know, ask questions, you know, just create a group for women like you. And so that's what I did. It was that same day on March 12th, 2015, that I created the Facebook group, Black Women in Infertility. And actually, instantly after I created the group, you know, I got an invite request, a request to join, I should say, from a young woman. And then, you know, I had posted some stuff, you know, just real general, like, have you guys, actually it wasn't general because I was so like emotional at that point. I think I can't even remember the first thing I posted, but it was like, did you ever have like unexplained infertility or something to that effect? And then women start, and then she chimed in, and then I got another request to join, and then another. And here we are, you know, over 3 years later, and there's about 300 women in our group, Black Women in Infertility, on Facebook. And almost, I don't know, like 560, like, followers on Instagram, something to that effect. And I'm not about numbers at all. I'm not about watching that stuff, because I know that each number equates to a woman who can identify with how I feel and what I'm going through. So I guess my takeaways, because I want to share my experiences, but also share my mistakes. And I think sometimes as women, and especially as it relates to infertility, we are not prepared. We don't do enough research. We don't do enough homework. We don't talk to enough people. And I know how hard that is. I mean, heck, it took everything to finally get to the point of, you know, knowing that I was going to try IVF, or to the point to try IVF. Thank God my doctor, who is a Black woman, suggested it, you know, and when she did, I was like, okay, you know, I kind of just like went along with it. But thank God she was intuitive enough and, you know, educated enough, I guess is the word, to even suggest it to me and my husband. But, you know, had I have researched or did my homework or did due diligence before I went in that doctor's office, I would have had questions for him. You know, I would have asked him things like, okay, so what's next? What does that look like? How often do I contact you? Can I contact you if I have any questions? Even before I start taking the medicine, who's going to show me how to take this medicine? Is there a calendar? Is there like a cheat sheet? Is there like, I would have asked way more questions. I would have been way better prepared so that to help alleviate that feeling that I had of overwhelmness, of like, okay, all I know is that I'm about to undergo or start this IVF process, but I know nothing about it. I don't know what to expect. And then thank God, you know, in Massachusetts, IVF is covered under most insurances, but the medication is not covered. And my husband and I found that out when we went to go order the medicine. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, we've got insurance. This, all I have to do is call it in. They're going to send it to me. And we're going to get this rolling. And when the woman said, okay, so we're going to send you out the medicine, blah, 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 you know, to this address, confirm your address. Yep, that's my address. Okay, great. So that's going to be $126.14. Would you like to put that on a major credit card? And I was like, huh? And she's like, yeah, you know, it's $126.14. And I'm like, I thought it was covered. And she's like, yeah, well, no, not the medication. Yeah, you have to pay for that out of pocket. And I was like, wait a minute. I wasn't prepared to give you $126 right now over the phone. And that's another thing, you know, being educated about your insurance carrier, what is covered, what is not enough to hear, because I didn't ask enough questions. I heard and I knew that the IVF procedures were covered, but I didn't ask about medication. I didn't ask about what's covered, what's not covered. What should I expect? How much should I have on hand, you know, for these cycles? Should I need more than one? And so so that was a real devastating thing. So here I am, like crying, I don't know what to do. And then, but I knew I was supposed to call in this medicine. And then they tell me to give them money over the phone that I didn't have. And so from there, I was like, you know what? If I don't even have $126 right now to pay for this medicine, then I can't pay for a kid. Like, what am I doing even, like, trying to get pregnant, my husband and I? Why are we even trying to get pregnant? We don't even have $126 for this medication. And so it was really, really devastating for us to finally, after years, to get to the point where, okay, let's give IVF a try. And because we were not prepared, that's, here we are, we're faced with another stalling moment or another stalling point in time. And so all those things to say that, please,
educate yourself. Please talk to people. Go to fertility centers. Say, can I talk to someone and just run some ideas by them, some questions? Do you do workshops? Do you do consultations? Can I get information first? Can you send me some materials first? You know, ask questions. I'm learning that so much now in life, which is a whole nother story. You have to ask questions. You have to be inquisitive and curious about everything, especially if you're about to embark on it, you know, because there might be more entailed than you think. And so, so that's my major takeaway. Ask questions, ladies. Do your homework. Read up. You know, read the reviews. Ask other women who have gone through the process. Are there support groups? I know I met a woman in a nail salon, and it's so weird. My nail lady is actually struggling with infertility also. And so I met another lady in the nail salon who is struggling with infertility. But she said that where she goes for her infertility care, or her IVF, I should say, her IVF care. The first thing that her doctor suggested was that her and her husband get a counselor to process the mental part of going through IVF. And I thought that, aha, finally, how genius is that? Like, someone gets it. Like, never mind my insurance covers this. Never mind, this is the thing. But who's going to check on my mind? Who's going to check on my spirit man, my soul man, the mental part of me, the emotional part of me? You know, which we all know that as you're taking these medications and the hormones are all over the place, that's a very real part. So I know I touched on quite a few things in this podcast, but my major takeaway, my mistake was not asking questions and not being better prepared for that doctor's office visit where I sign on the line to go forth with IVF without really knowing what it was entailing. That was my mistake, and that's my takeaway. So next podcast, I'm going to start breaking down some other mistakes, some other misnomers, if you will, some other things that I've experienced. I pray that this podcast was a blessing to you, that you got something out of it. If you need to connect with me, you can reach me at blackwomenandinfertility@gmail.com. We have a private and confidential Facebook group. You can find us on Facebook at Black Women and Infertility. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. Feel free to reach out to me with questions, concerns, however you think that I may be of service or help to you. I'd be honored. This podcast is all about you and just making sure that, you know, sisters, women like me, don't feel alone in this journey. Infertility is affecting Black women, and you are not alone. So as I go, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. God bless you, and till next time.